I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, we got an 18-year-old girl that can't handle her alcohol. And she's going to serve 40 hours of community service and been fined $200 at this point. But she is facing some more charges. She's got 7 charges facing her. After she climbed onto a McDonald's counter and started twerking and doing handstands on the McDonald's order counter, Layla Cheyenne North, 18 years old, charged with a public nuisance for the inebriated stunt in Queensland in the early hours of November 20th.
Well, she was able to do handstands drunk?
That's what they said.
That's pretty impressive.
She was outside. She was outside the about 12:30 in the morning, outside of the McDonald's, doing twerking and doing handstands in front of the shop and everything. And so the cops tried to get her to, hey, move on, let's go. That's when she went inside the McDonald's, grabbed a mop, and began cleaning the floor of the McDonald's, and then jumped up onto the counter and continued to twerk and dance. And then when the cops were trying to get her off of there, she ran up and hid in a bathroom and started tweeting and putting stuff out on social media, stuff where she was referring to explicit lyrics from rapper Cardi B's WAP song. I was just trying to get a bucket and a mop for this WAP. And then she starts going off about that. They finally got her to come out of the closet, and they got her arrested and taken down to the jailhouse for handstands, drunken handstands on the McDonald's counter.
All right, well, you don't want this guy as your neighbor here, because there's some folks in Florida who are pretty furious with this dude. This is an upscale community. This guy, and then they all live behind gates in their community, but they share common roads. And one of the guys in the community's got a tank. I mean, a tank. Tank, like a real, he's got a tank. And he fires that thing up, and he drives it out his gate and onto the road. And, you know, everybody can hear this thing. And apparently it also has been tearing up the curb and chunks of the road. And so the TV station came down there, and they tried to talk to this guy and ask him through his security speaker system, you know, what's going on with the tank? And do you know your neighbors are not happy with your loud tank and you're tearing up the curb and all that stuff? And the guy wouldn't respond. So the TV station then went to the police department. The police department said, well, as long as those guns on the tank aren't functional, you know, the tanks are allowed here. But an officer did go over to the property when he saw the damage that this guy had done to the curb and some other sections of the road. So he may not be able to take his tank out onto the road anymore.
How much is the Mega Millions lottery tonight? 900 million? Something like that?
It's almost a billion tonight,
yes. Almost $1 billion. When would be the best time to win a lottery prize? Right after your girlfriend breaks up with you? That's what a guy in South Africa figured out. The lucky winner of last week's Powerball jackpot had just been dumped by his live-in girlfriend when his fortunes changed dramatically, and he won $60 million. And the 30-year-old man who works in the finance sector went to claim his $60 million fortune at the National Lottery Operation offices Tuesday, January 19th, after scooping up the big jackpot win on Friday night. He said, quote, my live-in girlfriend had just broken up with me, so I was not in the best moods. By the time I'd checked the results on Friday night, I was by myself and had already moved out. When I realized I'd won, I thought I was dreaming. I immediately went to take a cold shower and came back to check again, and it was real. Lady Luck was on my side, but clearly not so much for her. He says he may get her a fridge or a washer for her place because she probably needs it, but that's about the extent of it. I'll chip you off a washer.
I don't know. Wait, did she kick him off? Was it a nasty break? She kicked him to the curb?
It doesn't say too much about him and her breaking up.
Chip her off anything there, I don't think.
He doesn't have to.
You got
to
move on to the next.
But if you give him a little something, that almost makes it worse. You know what I mean? Like, I could have done so much more, but I didn't.
Yeah.